Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
That's some song, isn't it? Shirley Ellis, man.
I was just thinking this would sound great on my dance set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting on Discogs tomorrow.
Yeah, get it. You can get this for pennies. This, I'm lining up a CD. It's good, that, isn't it? It's good.
Shirley
Ellis.
Good.
Shirley Ellis. So those are the only three songs of hers I know. But what a voice! And you know, it sounds like it starts off like a saccharine nursery rhyme bit of fluff. But then when you realise that she's gonna really lay out the rules to that in it's such intricate detail. You think, actually, that's genius. You know, that is a work of art. If the whole song was just her doing the names, yeah, it's kind of cute. And it's a great band and it's a great voice. Kind of cute. But the fact that she goes into so much details about the rules, then she tries it out with the backing singers to make sure they got it. And then she goes for it with Tony and Nick.
So brilliant.
Oh, man. You've got to love it. You've got to love it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Lacey. Good evening, Lacey.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right, Lacey. What you got for us?
I'd just like to talk to you, Ian, if that's okay.
You can talk to my brother, of course you can. Tonight. Yep.
Basically, because of this government, I've had my benefits stopped because they say I'm now fit to go to work.
Yes.
Yeah. I suffer with very bad mental health problems.
Yeah.
Very bad depression, anxiety. I suffer with COPD on my lung. On my left lung, and I've also got osteoporosis in the lower part of my spine. Now, I had to go down to Hastings to an assessment centre.
Yes.
And see somebody that isn't trained as a professional doctor. They done my assessment, which was absolutely horrendous, and they said, right, we'll be in contact in 6 to 8 weeks' time.
Oy.
So, for that period of time, obviously, my anxiety is, you know, getting quite bad.
Yeah, of course it is. Building up.
Yeah. And then I got the decision from this so-called professional doctor.
Yeah.
And she states that I am fit to go to work.
How does that make you feel?
It makes... I'm devastated. I can hardly walk in some days.
Yeah, I bet.
My depression's that bad. I don't like to leave the house.
So you're saying it's not a doctor that you see, is it, that assesses you?
No, it's... they call themselves a health assistant.
Right, okay.
So in other words, they're not qualified.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and with all my doctor's reports, the reports from my nurse, everything, she had the cheek to turn around and say, I wasn't suffering from COPD.
Oh.
She would like more evidence.
Oh.
And I just find it, in this day and age, how they can say someone hasn't got an illness when it's there in black and white in front of them.
Well, these... so what is this an assessment? Is this assessment for PIP? Or what is this for?
No, it's for... I'll be honest with you, it is for employment and support allowance.
Right, OK, right. Yeah, they... I think it's pretty fair to say that the assessments for health, you know, physical and mental health in terms of benefits, you know, whether it be PIPs or job seekers allowance or whatever, they're rubbish. They're really unfair and weighted in favour of the government. Definitely. Exactly. Are you able to appeal?
I have done a mandatory reconciliation, and it came back that the health assistant done such an excellent job, she can help overrule her.
So hang on a minute. So the appeal process is you appeal and someone looks at it and goes, no, we're right, and that's it. You can't appeal and get assessed by someone different or get a doctor, your GP involved or any of that?
No. Do you know, Ian, in my assessment, I'll be honest with you, the lady was Spanish and I could hardly understand her because she couldn't speak proper English. So I don't know whether she understood my illnesses properly. But I've done the appeal, I've lost it, so therefore I've been left without income. This has been going on since February the 10th of this year, and I've only just finally got the decision, so therefore I don't get any money backdated to me. Excuse me. Obviously, I haven't been able to take my medication properly because I have to buy my medication now. Whereas when you're on ESA, you're entitled to free medication. So if your listeners out there could understand, when you've been on, when you've been depressed for 10 years, and they take you and you can't afford any medication because you've got no income coming in, I've had to go without. And believe you me, Ian, I have been suicidal.
Yeah, I can understand why, Lacey.
Now, I don't want to go too much into it because you've got such a brilliant show and I don't want to take up loads of your time.
Sorry about that. Well, the next thing is going to be me arguing with someone who's just emailed in and having a go at me about something. So, don't worry.
No, it's just, you know, I hope your listeners can understand. And what I'm going to say to you next, please don't laugh at me. Six years ago, I see my father for the first time in 12 years.
Wow.
We had, basically, my mum left 24 years ago, and I haven't seen my mum. But after 12 years, I finally made contact with my dad.
Yeah.
Lovely to get him back. And then, devastated by the news, he had terminal lung cancer.
Hey, the same thing happened with me and my dad. I didn't see him for years. Then we kind of made peace, and then he got pancreatic cancer and died a few months later.
Yeah, well...
What a coincidence.
Yeah, luckily, my father was given 4 months to live, but we had him for another 3 years. And Ian, I nursed him from start to finish. I went through all the chemo with him, all the radiotherapy.
Yeah.
I stayed with him every single night. This has affected my mental health as well, because I know my dad's not coming back. I understand that. But it's the images I have left.
OK, so what are you doing to work through this?
I go and see my mental health worker.
Brilliant.
And we try, like, different strategies.
Yep.
I have a lovely grandson who's 14 months old, and he is my world. And I've got a lovely partner. He's very, you know, supportive. And we try to think happy things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make things good. You know, but the next point I'm going to make is about when these people leave you without money, how do they expect you to eat, get gas and electricity?
Well, I don't think they care, do they? I think that's the thing. I don't think they're that bothered. It's box ticking.
I have pay-as-you-go meters, so if I haven't got it, I haven't got it. And I'll be honest with you, right now, I'm sitting in my house in the dark because I have no electricity.
Oh, Lacey.
I have been to my local council. They can't help me because I don't have young children. Now,
have you been to... Right, OK, listen. Have you been to, like, Citizens Advice Bureau?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
And what have they said?
Basically, I've done all the procedures, and basically, there's nothing else they can do. I've got to apply for Job Seekers Allowance now.
OK.
Which I don't want to do because I take a lot of medication and it's not unfair to an employee having to have somebody on that amount of medication because it's a lot of responsibility.
Lacey, listen, it sounds like an awful situation that you're in. I'm being told with the ESA, you ask for a mandatory reconsideration, then you get to appeal if they turn you down. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So you can't. So have you had a mandatory reconsideration?
Yeah, sorry, I've done the mandatory and I've done the appeal also.
Oh, right, and you failed at the appeal.
Yeah, right, yeah, okay. Basically. And as you're such a lovely guy, you have such a calming voice on the radio. I can really relate to you sometimes.
Well, and, bless you.
You know, I don't know what your listeners would think of me if I was to ask this. Would you do a one-off food delivery for me so I can eat? Because all I've got in my cupboards is tin tomatoes.
Uh-oh.
In soup, and I can't eat that.
Well,
I can't.
Hang on. What do you want?
Just like a basic week food of shopping, you know, just something basic, nothing extravagant, but just anything that can help me out. I mean, today I had to go round to my local shop and ask for a pint of milk. I got refused. They don't do that. They don't do tick, as they call it. So I feel like I've humiliated myself in my local store. And I would like some help.
Yeah, I know you would. Is there a food bank near you?
I've had food bank, but they can only help you two times.
Right, yeah. And there's not any others nearby?
No. Believe me, Ian, I have gone and I have tried every option. And now because I've got to go on to Job Seekers Allowance, that is going to take another 6 weeks to be sorted out. You know, and the government should not leave people in limbo like this in this day and age.
Of course they shouldn't. Of course they shouldn't.
And I'm sorry to take your time.
Don't worry about that. Me organising a food delivery is really difficult, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I don't know, because I haven't been in this situation before. Do you have PayPal?
No, I don't have PayPal. I don't have internet.
Oh,
I
can't, good for you.
I don't have nothing here. All I've got is a mobile phone.
Right.
I mean, the only way I know of doing a food delivery, you know, like a Tesco's or Asda or wherever it is, I don't know if you go to the website, you know, you do it, exchange the money and then give my details. I think that's the way you do things. I'm not sure. I've never done it myself. I'm just so embarrassed having to ask you.
Yeah, I can understand. I can understand that.
I can understand if you can't help. I totally understand.
Well, I just don't know. All right, well, we're having an honest chat. I'll be honest. I feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
But
yeah.
That's not a criticism of you.
No.
That's just how my body is reacting to it. Is it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I get you like bread and cheese and milk and stuff like that, then what happens when that runs out in a few days' time? What happened? What do you do then? You need to find. A long-term or a mid-term solution to this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
And I feel awful because I know you get people like Mo, you know, I think he's a div. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think he's a div as well.
I don't want him ringing up saying, hey, that listener.
Mo won't, Mo won't.
Staging it, you know?
No.
And I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
That's all right. Catherine, what are your thoughts?
I know what you mean about the short-term solution thing. Right, here we go. Have you spoken to your MP about this yet?
Yes, I've spoken to him in the past about things, and there's nothing they can do.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Excuse me. Once the decision has been made, it's been made.
Who is your MP?
Fred Clark.
Fred Clark, did you say?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm going to send him a copy of this recording. Okay, let me see.
I understand. If you can't help.
All right. All right, I'll do a Tesco's thing, and I will get you some basics, okay? Because here's the thing as well, right? Of course, I've got a few quid, but also I'm going through a divorce and I'm trying to buy a house.
I know.
You've got nothing, and I'm struggling to buy a new house. I know that we are worlds apart in that respect. I will send you some bread and some milk and some whatever and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know how it works on Tesco Online. I haven't done a Tesco Online. If I went home and ordered it... Right, hang on. Right. We're going on Tesco Online now. Hang on a minute.
Who was your MP again? Because I can't find a Fred Clark MP.
Oh, that is the one for Tunbridge Wells, if I'm honest.
All right.
Right, Tesco, let's go.
Said it wrong.
That's all right.
There we go.
Let's find out who it is.
Right.
Greg. Sorry, not I heard Fred, but that's the phone. Right, I got it.
I've got to register. Hang on a minute. Right. What I'm going to need, Catherine, is I'm going to need you to go next door and I'm going to need Lacey's telephone number, Lacey's surname, and Lacey's address, please, which none of this we will broadcast on the radio. Mm-hmm. But if you could go and get those bits and pieces, please, I will tell you what, we'll do some adverts while you're off doing that. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
This is some kind of show tonight, isn't it? We started with magic and we're ending with... I don't know, we're going to end with sex bots. Talking about the sex bots. Late, we're just getting Lacey's details. Where's Lacey? We seem to have... Where's Lacey gone?
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, I want her. I've not... give me that, because I need to start inputting this, but I need her on.
I'll get her back.
By the way, if you're phoning in... to say, hey, we'll chip in and we've got some food and we've got some money. Don't. I appreciate it. It's really kind. But that's not what this show is. And that's not what we're doing here. So bear with us because I'm going to register. I'm just going to register on. I'm just going to do an online shop. That's what I'm going to do. Can't have someone like that going hungry. Ian Lee. Can't have someone like that going hungry. Right, okay. So we're going to do that. I don't want any of that. Account is being created. Find address. Please select the address. Bear with me, caller. Just got to set up a little Tesco account. Right, we'll do a different address. Bear with me, caller. Oh, that address is registered. Bloody hell. All right. Hang on. Turns out I'm already registered with this thing. Get reset link. Oh, it's all complicated, isn't it? There we go. Reset your password. Save new password. Continue. Turns out I've been on. Right. I need to. Just signed in. I want to change my details. This is thrilling listening for you guys. This is absolutely thrilling listening. Right, we're going to go to groceries, shop groceries. My account. I just want to change the address of my account to Lacey's, and then we will get Lacey on and we'll see what we want. Right, so that's... I'm just entering the postcode. Find address. We want number... which is there. And we're going to put your phone number in there, Lacey. And that's the same for that. as it is for that, as it is for that. Okie dokie doggy daddy, okie dokie. My default home address is that, is that, is that. Right. Okay. Let's go tripping. Right. I've done that. Hang on, that was a complicated... Hello, Lacey. It turns out registering with Tesco is hard work. Right. So let's get you some bits and pieces. We're not going to go nuts here, but let's get you some bits and pieces. Right. Let's start off with some fruit, Lacey. What fruit would you like?
I love bananas.
Bananas!
Yeah.
I'm going through a bit of a banana thing at the moment, so we'll get you a bunch of bananas. So we got that. Any other fruits?
I love apples.
Whoa. Get in there, girl. Get in there, girl. With your apples. Where are the apples? Those are limes. Those are limes. Those aren't apples. Hang on a minute. I haven't used this for ages and ages, and it turns out it is a really complicated little website. Some Granny Smiths?
Yes, please.
There we go. Right. Okay. So we got that. Let us get you... what vegetables do you want?
I love broccoli.
Broccoli. I had some broccoli with the boys tonight. We'll get you some broccoli.
Carrots.
Carrots. Like a nice bit of carrots. Let me find the carrots. Hang on a minute. Search. Carrots. Let's get you some carrots.
And some potatoes, please.
What now? Do you want like jacket potatoes or new potatoes?
No, new potatoes.
New potatoes.
Yeah.
Do like some new, nice new potatoes. Look, was 89p, now it's 59p. Beautiful, right, okay. Okay. What else would you like? Bit of bread? White bread or brown bread?
Can I have one white and one brown?
Oh, you don't mind, do you? You're going for both. Right, we're going to get that. We're going to add corn bread expensive. There we go. We're going to get that. And we are going to go back and we are going to get... This flipping website really isn't the most user-friendly website you would expect. But brown bread. You're brown bread, you are, sunshine. Okay, what else you want?
Could I have some butter and cheese?
Butter and cheese. Let's put down the butter. Butter is added. What kind of cheese do you want? Do you like strong cheddar or are you a bit mild?
Mature.
Oh, I'm going to get you a nice bit of Cathedral City. Do you like Cathedral City?
Oh, yeah, lovely.
That's the king. It's the king of cheeses. You got a bit of Cathedral City. All right, what else do you want?
And some egg and bacon as well, please.
Oh, you know exactly what you want. Yes, and you are going to get it. Let's get you some medium eggs. Let's get you some bacon. I need you on the line because I need to know what you want. Also, I've got to find out when you're around. Yes. Anything else? What else would you like?
Could I have some milk as well, please?
Milk, yes. What colour milk do you like? Well, white, obviously.
A white milk with the green top.
With the green top, yeah, that's done. Yeah. Right, okay. What else do you want? Do you want some, like, pizza? I don't know, with pizzas or anything like that, or...?
Yeah, a couple of pizzas would be nice.
A couple of pizzas would be nice, wouldn't it? Go on, what type? What topping?
Ham and tomato.
Ham
and pineapple.
Oh, you dirty, dirty, dirty woman. You dirty woman. Ham and pineapple? I'm buying food for a pervert. Right, okay, you got ham and pineapple. Go on, pick another one.
And pepperoni.
Oh, you disgust me. You absolutely disgust me. Hang on a minute. Right, and if we get one more for a quid. So shall I get you four cheeses?
Yes.
There we go. Right, that's that. Okie dokie. What else do you want?
I'm in desperate need of some shampoo. Any shampoo.
Stinky hair. All right, let's get. Yeah. No one wants stinky hair. Let's.
No.
Get, oh God. All right, right. Shampoo is done. Yep. Go. You got soap and stuff?
Yes, please.
What? Do you like a bar of soap or do you like shower gel or what?
No, I use the Dove soap.
The Dove, the nice stuff. Flipping heck, she don't mind, does she? Let's get the Dove soap.
Could you pass me the paper there with the...
Yes, I could. Okay. Do you need toilet paper?
Desperately.
There we go. Well, oh, gosh, well, I don't know when it'll come, but we will see. All right, give us a couple more things, and then I think we're there. So we've got a couple more things you want.
Well, Ian, I have four cats.
Flipping it. Kill two of them and eat them.
No, they don't taste very nice.
No, they don't.
All right. Would you just get the cats some cat biscuits and some a box of cat food, and then we call it quits?
We will call it quits. I'm just finding the one I get. Do they like Felix?
Yes.
My girl likes Felix, so we'll get you some Felix. We'll get you some. We want some biscuits. We want the cat biscuits. Where are the biscuits? Cat biscuits. Let's get the cat biscuits. Let's have a look. There we go. Right. You happy?
Very happy.
You don't need any women's things?
No.
Okay, fine, that's fine. Right, so check out. So book a slot. Home delivery. So let's see. So your address there, fixed 1 hour slot. Right. Oh God, blimey. Okay, so I can get you a slot on Sunday. You in Sunday?
I'm in all day Sunday.
How about, it's quite a big slot, if you'll pardon the expression. how about sometime, it'll come sometime between 12 and 4 on Sunday.
That's brilliant.
You happy with
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely brilliant,
right,
yeah.
Hang on a minute, because I'll make sure it all goes through. Let me get my wallet out. Booked. So that's booked. Enter delivery instructions. That's fine. You've got like a doorbell and stuff, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Right. No, I don't want to continue shopping. I want to check out now. I'm going to click the checkout button. Okie dokie doggy daddy. Continue. Continue checkout. Continue to the checkout, man. Back with carry bags. Yes. Continue to payment. Here we go. Name on the card. Name on the card. It's me. Hey, guys. Hi. This is Joni. I'm sorry, but I'm not here. Give your name and your num. My account will now open in the new thing. Where you can make changes. When you finish, return to this tab. My account will now appear. Yes, continue to my account. I've just got to add my address because I've because that's where my card is registered. Hang on a second. Yes. I don't know. Home, I'm calling that one. There we go. Save changes. That's that. Then I should be able to go back. Update page with my changes. Right, so name on card. I've got to do this again because this computer's rubbish. Billing address is home. Confirm the payment. Hang on a minute, we're almost there. So between 12 and 4 on Sunday at your place, all right?
That is lovely. Thank you so much. And I'd just like to say, sorry for taking up such a long...
Don't worry about that.
You know, and I hope your listeners will understand.
Hey, if I tune in to LBC on the way home and hear you talking to Darren Adam or someone pulling the same old story, there's going to be trouble. Or if I hear you talking to Sonny and Shay on BBC London or even Martin Kellner on talk, there'll be trouble, Lacey.
Hey, Ian, I listen to you and you only.
Good for you. Are we quits now?
Hang on.
We are quits.
There's one thing you can do for us.
Yes.
I'm writing to your MP, and I've said you're going to check in with us next week. Would you do that, please, and let us know whether you've heard from him?
Of course. Yes, wonderful. Of course, I will do.
Okay. All right, Lacey, ta-ta!
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Bye. Bye-bye. I'm really hungry now.
The late-night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.